Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody joins us now. Well, Steve, marijuana was on the ballot in Lansing, Jackson, and Ferndale, and voters in all three cities said yes to pot, yeah?
Yes, voters in all three, more than 60% of the voters, gave their approval for decriminalizing possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana by a person over 21 on private property.
Just to make sure, we're talking about small amounts and we're talking about possession, not sale.
No. And if you're thinking of lighting up, it's probably not a good idea to do. State and federal marijuana laws will still be in effect in Ferndale, Jackson, Lansing, and the other 11 communities where voters have approved similar ordinances. So if you light up, you can still get arrested. But, the local ordinances and Michigan's marijuana law are creating some confusion for local police departments, which have to decide which to enforce and which not to enforce. So the result is most police departments in these communities are simply ignoring these local decriminalization ordinances.
What do you mean by ignoring?
Well, most police departments aren't going out of their way to bus people for these small amounts of marijuana anyway. Usually what you'll see when someone's charged with these, that there are other crimes they're also being charged with. So this becomes more of an add-on charge as opposed to a primary offense.
Now, it's kind of seen as a big loss. One of the losers of the day were the anti-pot advocates. And it's interesting, even conservative Jackson said yes. And these really passed by flying colors, didn't they?
Yes, it passed by, in Jackson, the birthplace of the Republican Party, passed the marijuana ordinance by well over 60% of the voters. But as you said, we do still have opponents like Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's against any decriminalization efforts. And there was a recent poll that showed 31% of Michigan voters want marijuana possession punished, not legalized.
All right. So it's not a total wash, if you will. But are there signs that the state legislature might be willing to entertain those looks that are being asked for at changing marijuana laws on a statewide level?
Well, there is a bill right now before the State House Judiciary Committee that would basically do the same thing that the proposals passed in Lansing, Ferndale, and Jackson last night would do, basically decriminalizing possession of less than an ounce of marijuana. The bill has the support of a small group of Democrats and Republican state lawmakers, but I don't know if it has enough support to get the bill out of committee.
And so the pro-marijuana campaign have to be feeling very good about what happened last night. And I would guess they're ready to bring it down to a ballot referendum if that's what it takes.
They're getting close. When I talked with the people behind this effort, they say the poll numbers are really close for them to being ready to move forward with this. They want to give the legislature time to work on this bill. And if it passes before the end of 2014, I think they'll be good with that. If the legislature doesn't act to decriminalize marijuana by the end of next year, I think you can definitely look for a statewide referendum in 2016.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.